Well, today will be powerful. The power of God is available. Anything you are trusting God, believe him that something will happen for you today in the name of Jesus. So you disappear. You just decided to appear. Hi, Michael Zaba. Whether you're online, because as I'm noticing now that there are a few people online now. Whether you're online, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. Are you with me? First Kings chapter 18. We are still continuing on our discourse on transport. Transport. Verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. As I speak, you will easily notice a contrast. The contrast is that one person is eating and drinking, physical one. And then another person is what? He's doing business on the mountain. Of course, anytime you hear mountain, it is symbolic. I don't know why. Even though the Bible says that God is the God of the mountain and the God of the valley, but he's still on mountain. Even when Satan was sustaining his ambition, he said that I will ascend to the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. You know, those days when we did not understand properly what that place was saying, we thought he said, I will be the Most High. That's not what he said. He said what? I will be like. That means he has a desire to sustain a parallel government from the one that God has. Anyway, in my own opinion, he succeeded to an extent. Because anybody that had the capacity to engineer an operating system, that is somebody that can hold people bondage. I hope you know that the flesh is an operating system. The flesh is the operating system of the fallen man. In the same way, the spirit is the operating system of the regenerated man. As I've told you before, when we say spirit, it doesn't just mean one thing. The spirit is a person. It's also an operating system. And it's also a realm. What did I say? A person, an operating system, and a realm. In this context now, it is an operating system. Have you ever heard in the scripture where the Bible say that the spirit warreth against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit? In this case, the scripture is talking about an operating system. So, whenever you yield yourself to the operating system of the flesh, it is a warfare with the operating system of the spirit. They can. Have you ever used a laptop before? Have you tried to use? Is that operating system still functional when we are in school? Linux. You know Linux, who knows, you know, is it still working? Imagine trying to use Linux and Windows what? Windows our time in campus is Windows 8. So, Windows 8 and something lower. Imagine you trying to use the two of them at the same time. It is never possible to use the same operating system at the same time. One must have to shut down for another. You see, I had a friend those days. At campus, he
is into this computer stuff. He has actually has two operating systems on one laptop. Eh? So sometimes he will tell me that this operating system is good in this. This one is also good in this. So sometimes he will switch over to Linux. Sometimes he will switch over to Windows. May you not be like that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, the challenge in operating in this our body, I would say, is that we still have the capacity to choose which network to choose. We still have the capacity to choose which operating system to work back. So, what people don't understand in the operations of what we call spirit is that when your spirit is born again, the spirit is regenerated, but it still retains the capacity to operate with a different system. Are you with me now? So as long as, are you with me? Your spirit is born again, but it can choose to operate by the flesh. That's what I'm saying. And it can also choose to operate by the spirit in the context of an operating system. So that is what people like Watchman Nee explains. He calls it the breaking of the outer man of the flesh. So any man that is born again, but the flesh still rules him, will trap and cage the possibilities and capacities, the potentials of the recreated human spirit. Are you with me now? The possibilities and potentials of the recreated human spirit cannot be quantified. It will take an eternal context for us to enter into the full possibilities, because actually the possibilities is the possibilities of the one that made it. Are you with me now? But those possibilities counts for nothing if that spirit that is regenerated is caged and encased by the flesh. So people like Watchman Nee says that the spirit must be released for us to benefit from the content. There is a book I will suggest to you by Watchman Nee. Huh? The Release of the Spirit. You can go and check it. So, the content, we will never know how powerful your spirit is until some things begin to break up. Meanwhile, the flesh encases it. The challenge with these two operating systems is that naturally, a human being will tend to operate in the flesh. It will take a training, say training, for you to begin to operate by the spirit. So the Bible now says that they that are led by the spirit are what? From when you are small, the flesh is the default means that a man is born into. When you are now born again, you are introduced not just to a realm. Are you with me now? You are introduced to a life. When you are born again, you are introduced to a life, introduced to a realm, and introduced to an operating system. Meanwhile, before you were introduced to that operating system, you have been operating with the flesh. Is it not true? For example, the first time you heard about tongues, speaking in tongues, what did you think? What's the church you grew up in? I'm not against your church. Hey, my God. I love your church. Believe me. There is a woman that said when I was small, they said they should not carry me to your church so that I will not be blessed. Only my siblings will know. The woman we live with. She said, if you carry this baby to church, blessing will fall on him. That woman is one of the spiritually... I still spoke with my mother 3 days ago and we were discussing the woman. You know, those days, my mother felt the woman is harsh and wicked and all. My mother, from maturity now, she said, if she knows what she knows from maturity, she would have forgotten the flesh and what she feels is hard things that she's passing through in the woman's hand and learned from that woman. Because in hindsight, 20 to 30 years after, she has found out that every single thing the woman said was correct. It's just that she doesn't like the way the woman was saying it, but the woman never said anything. And these are the things you don't see in books. She was the woman that said that even if God's hand is like this, that there is a type of prayer you pray. Why am I talking about it and my mother landed? My God. You seem as if my mother will live very long. Don't you believe so? Michael Sabahai.
Amen. So these are the things you understand. And you know that even though a man is born, you are born again, your spirit is regenerated. You are, naturally, you have been operating in the flesh. When you are just a normal man. In fact, was it not Paul that said that there is sin in this body? So he said that I put my body what? So now, before that time you spoke in tongues. In fact, let me tell you my own story. I was watching Pastor Chris Oyakhilome 2002, 2001. I've written an article about it on Facebook. I was watching and he looked at somebody and said, he's not close. Somebody is there. He said, touch. And the person fell under power. I say he's a liar. He's magic. And then he did. And somebody fell. That's what happened to me when I saw people speaking in tongues. I said, what is this? How did it sound to you the first time you heard tongues? In fact, some of you have them. Some of you spoke against it. You go there and laugh. Now, calculate your life and see that you are being paid back in your own coin. Some of you that laugh the most is the people that is being given to prayer the most. Now you are doing it. Your tongues now is in both angelic and all kinds. See, what I'm trying to say is that now you understand because I with you. Because you are now operating by faith. It is simple. If you want to walk in the spirit, simply live by faith. That is the way to walk in the spirit. So let's not make it a very, very big issue. A man that walks by faith is a man that walks what? In the spirit. Simple. So now the book of Hebrews now told us that by faith we what? By faith we what? Say understand. By faith, live what? The type of understanding. But the scripture says, by faith we understand. So the first thing that faith grants to you is a different kind of understanding. Is it not true? So you wouldn't have known the power of tongues and the things that are spiritual except that you have been taught by faith. So faith taught us a lot of things. It was by faith that we are taught that there is a different life, different from the one that we are living as humans. By faith, say by faith. So the first thing faith does for you is to grant you an understanding. You see, because you will never be able to understand the things that is spiritual except faith begins to teach you. So for example, now they tell you to pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, this one happens. Is there any way you can explain it as a human being? In fact, do you know what tongues is called? Have you tried to check it in Webster's dictionary? It is called glossolalia. Do you know what it means? It means babbling, speaking in something that nobody understands. So even dictionary, sometimes don't go to dictionary to prepare your message. They don't know the meaning. Dictionary does not know what is epignosis. An ability to comprehend. Dictionary does not know that there is such a thing as spiritual understanding. Then we define understanding for you from the context and context of mental capacity. Meanwhile, the Bible is telling you that there is what? Spiritual what? Understanding. So, for example, a man can be full of natural and human mental understanding, but lack understanding of spiritual matters. So, when you tell those people, when you tell those people to speak in tongues, when you even tell them to sow seed, they will use all kinds of things to make sure they don't understand. They still walk in the flesh. So the thing that is powerful is in the spirit. All I'm trying to tell you here is that there is an operating system. that is spiritual. And when a believer is born again, we are inducted into that operating system. Meanwhile, you still have the free will. Your free will is still intact. That means even as you are born again, you can still choose as a believer to walk in the flesh. And a believer that walks in the flesh has taken himself out of the possibilities of laying hold on things that is spiritual. I hope you know that the blessings of God are spiritual. Are you with me? The Bible says that he has blessed us with all spiritual what? Blessings. That is, there is also a location. It is not just in a realm, it is also in a location. In what? Heavenly places. Where? So you need to understand the context of the heavenly places. It's not this heaven that we are looking at. No. The heavenly places is in Christ. So the blessings of God is what? Say spiritual. So when God says he has blessed you, is it a card that he gives you? No, he gives you something spiritual. When you handle that in spiritual way, it will manifest in blessings that people can see. Are you with me? When you see a man, he has car, he has job, he has things, and he's serving God, and everything is moving well. What will you call that man? Eh? That he's blessed, is he not true? Why didn't you say he? Why, you know, by saying he's blessed, you are saying that there is something powering this thing that we are seeing. Is it not true? That the things we are seeing is as a result of something that is spiritual. What of when you submit application 10 times and they say no? What of when you... What of when 10 people come to marry you and none of them succeeded? What of when you start a business, the thing falls off? Even spiritual. What of when you fasted for... God told you fast for 3 days. You are fasting first day, second day. Just small thing for the fasting to finish. You just said, somebody will not kill himself. And you just ate. Someone. So God understands. Is it not true? God understands. So, how did they say? So air is human. To forgive is divine. This is what angels will be doing. They will be doing their head like this. If they will say, if this man knows how close he is. Let me tell you, I don't want to tell you there are at least 12 signs of a curse working on your life. One of them is inability to make good decisions. If you see a man suffering from decision making, you'll be working hard. When you now make decision, it will spoil everything you have been working on. Then that person is working on that curse. I with you. Another way to know somebody working on that curse is, have you heard of that thing called nearly experience? Nearly. You'll be when the time for the team will come, haven't you seen people, like we are starting Revival Hub now, we are laboring. When the time for the rain to come, you will look, you will see those people. And then they will, you know what they will be telling you? They will be telling you, hi, now we start this thing, you know, we know, we don't know anything. A curse is on you. And that this type of curse works irrespective of the anointing. Then there are people that is carrying blessing. They will not do much. When the time to eat will come, you see them, they will always be there. And you will not call them. You did not call them, they will be there. Put your hands on your head. Oh God, when you are blessing people, may I be there always. It is a serious prayer. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, people normally stop there. If you go to verse 7, Jesus gave a condition for the manifestation of that importunity. Are you with me? There is a challenge with importunity in prayer. There is a challenge with persistence in the things of God. The Bible says in verse 7, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith? That faith there is talking about patience. It means that will you be patient enough to wait for the result of your prayer? Will you be patient enough to wait for the result of your cooking, your incubation? You tarried, and then when God's hand is about to come, you now give up. That is a sure sign that there is a curse that is working on your life. Ask God when you are coming to bless, to bring a recompense, to bring a restoration, to bring a reward to our tarrying. May you find me. I kobalanta kaberata salikambre taila. Let it not be that when God now finally come to reward you for your labors, for your tarrying, you sweated, you sold money, you sold prayers, you fasted, you prayed, and then when God came, he didn't find you. There is such a thing as that. There is such a thing. There is such a thing. There are people that will stay, they labor, then when God is about to reward, he can't find them. And probably he will keep it for your children or your grandchildren. May your story not be like that. When the Son of Man will come, will he find faith? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Verse 41 in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, what? Said to his servant, what? Go up now and look where. See, I don't have time to do analysis now. There is a particular place to look for results. I mean, if God is moving or about to move, there is a particular place to search to know how God is going to move or how much we have measured in our prophetic quota. For example, what God intends to do, you cannot use the physical to measure what God is doing. Is it not true? He told him, go where? Towards the sea. That's where you will be able to pick up the indices. The indices is not in the realm of the physical. Imagine if that guy said, let me go to where Ahab is. Let me go here. To begin to measure what God is doing. I'm telling you the truth in God. I lie not. When God wants to do something, the last place to check is in the physical. The last place to check is in the natural. Once it comes to the natural is the last port before manifestation. The natural. So that means that there are particular places to check in the, if you want to understand, measure indices of growth, indices of alignment, indices of our measures in prophetic quota, because there is a prophetic quota that it takes for the hand of God to begin to come. Are you with me now? When you go down, the scripture says, and the hand of God came what? Upon Elijah. But before the hand of God came upon Elijah, he was telling his servant to what? Check. Check where? Towards the sea. There is a place you need to check. It's not everywhere. Imagine you now going to, what will I use now? Imagine you going to your unbeliever uncles and telling them that I have a call of God upon my life. You know what they will tell you? They will say, they will be remembering how they told your father and he refused. They will say his son has entered the same route. They will do their head like this. When you finish, they will say, what do you say you are doing now? Michael Sabahai. That's the wrong place to check indices. Are you with me? Has it not happened to you? Sometimes you finish 9 days fasting and you now arrive. You arrive in your family, is it not true? And you want your father and your mother to say, Kai, God is on this our son now. You even prayed for your father, he got healed. What did he do? How did he reward you? Because that's the wrong place to check indices of growth, to check indices of alignment, to check indices of the measure that it takes for God's hands to come. He said, look toward the sea. Are you eating? There are people, if you check yourself with now, you are up. They can never pick you. God taught me this thing early, and he saved my life. Do you know how he taught me? You must have noticed, I always say it most of the time. Have you heard me say, I'm like the wind? It is hard to predict the wind. Actually, you can easily predict the wind. Just that there is an instrument. Is it not true? And it is only the people that know the movement of the wind that also has that instrument to know where the wind is going. Is it not true? There are some people, when I come around them, we don't need to say much. There are things that we already know. You don't need to explain yourself. I'm telling you, these are the people that you should look around. Like, I met my pastor last week. Is it last week? And we were talking. You know what he told me? He told me, if anything is the challenge of this work, that finance is not the challenge. And you can never be more correct. I was in Makurdi and I had an encounter. I told the apostle, maybe he has even forgotten. There are seven major things that God told you. And one of the things he told you is this finance thing. So, of course, when God tells you what he wants to do, don't stop there. Ask him, how do you intend to bring this thing to pass? Because he tells some people, they rush out, God told me, God told me, God told me. And then you die with God. It is more important to know what you should do to bring the God told me to pass. In fact, even if God didn't tell you anything, and you are doing the right thing, you will have more result than the person that have a prophetic note. A prophetic note of what God has been telling him since 1999. None of them has come to pass. The small one that wanted to come to pass, Satan quenched it. He stopped halfway. I'm telling you, 80% of believers are suffering this thing, especially them that are praying and interceding. As you are praying and interceding, God will be showing you, telling you many things. Or hasn't he told you, I will use you as a great man of God? And then you saw in that vision, you saw yourself preaching to 1 million people. The crowd, I cannot see the crowd. And then you jumped out and began to sew clothes that looks like a man of God. You began to sew clothes like man of God clothes. Somebody said on our mentorship page, he said he saw me and suddenly I took my clothes like a mantle and struck it upon her and left her. It was one of our people that explained to her the meaning. She said, what is the meaning? The guy told him, get ready for the wilderness. You see, because another person is wisdom. Another person would have seen that and said, hi, as they do this man to be so funny. Let me carry it. He doesn't know that it's a call to the wilderness, to be cooked. There is a place where men like us are cooked. No, you can't. People like us are not made in the city side. We are made in the countryside, in the wilderness. It is from there that our bones will rise to the nations. Right? They spoke about the Elijah. not the one in the Old Testament, not this one. There is Elijah that is in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. His name is John the Baptist. He said he was in the wilderness. He said, they asked him, he said, I am a voice. The voice was crying from the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let the crooked paths be made straight. Let the mountains be brought low. Let the valleys be filled up. For the day of the Lord comes. From the wilderness, the Bible said the whole city was empty and they came to hear him. Jesus said, who do you came to hear? And we have seen men in generations in the history of the church, they walked in that way. There is a man that is called Savonarola in Italy. When he holds meeting, the whole people in the city is 20,000. The people that come to his meeting is 18,000 something. You see, eh? We hype ourselves. Let's leave this thing. No matter the stadium you use for your crusade, we are hyping ourselves in this generation, Emmanuel. Somebody is holding crusade, not crusade, his normal meeting. And there are 20,000 people in that city. 18,000 is coming to his meeting. That's revival in my own opinion. So it's not when you, even if, Baba, if A.R. Adebo is trying, but believe between me and you, even in Holy Ghost Congress, half of people in Lagos is not coming. And that's the highest. I don't know who will reach that again. I don't know. I know it's possible. People, 18,000 came to sit at the feet of Savonarola. What kind of thing is that? And his station is outside the city. The Bible says that the priests, the Pharisees, the vipers, you need to know his audience. So don't be thinking, you know, sometimes we call for meeting, it's only believers that come to our meeting. Haven't you checked his audience, the audience of John the Baptist? He said, oh, you brood of vipers. So you need to know the caliber of people that his grace draws. I'm trusting God that the people that will be coming to my meetings are witch doctors, herbalists, witches, occultic men. They will come, disciple them, my friend. For every man that is a witch doctor, is a apostolic and prophetic anointing that the devil corrupted. Some of you shocked witch when you were small. Is it not your classmate that gave you wish to eat? Thank God. You are, is it not up to 30 years? He's an old man. Michael Sabahai Kona. The hash. They give you wish, you shop. And then only for you to notice that you're already flying. See, we give a lot of excuses. We say it's because of you don't have faith to receive. You are not, you have not aligned your heart. You are not prepared. You need an atmosphere. You don't need anything. You have not carried the grace that it takes. How can a small girl give you all you needed to do is to eat? And then you started flying. You did not permit the person. You did not consent. You did not agree. You did not do anything, you just ate sweet. Thank God that thing is breaking out. Yeah, I'm seeing it in some places. All the person needs to need is to shake your hands. And you start shaking. I have seen it happen. I've seen it. I was walking on the road. I've told you the one I had with an Okada man. I was walking on the road and somebody met. Just the person is coming close to me. They started shaking and fell under power. I was not doing anything. I did not even plan to do anything. There are people that will never believe what you are carrying. But you shake their hands. They will not even allow you to preach. Are you hearing me? There are some message you won't even preach in your family. You know you need to preach it, but you can't preach it.
you don't have what it takes to preach that message. It was a man that said he came to his father one day, and I think he wanted to pray for his father or what. The father went under power and was shaking. From there, the father started. You don't have it. When you have it, there is nothing like your father, though. It's not anywhere. When you have something, even the most dense of man will submit. It's not by contention, it's by grace. They doubted Jesus initially, but a time came, they now told him. They sent somebody, he came in the night, and he said, nobody will do these things you are doing, except what? Was a testimony of the dimension of grace that has not been seen. How did I enter here? My God, Sabahoko Saka. There is a point I needed to make here. And said to his servant, go up and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Be careful who you send. As a man of God, be careful who you send on errand. There are some people, I will tell them, go and pray for this person I sent you. They will go there. But there are people that you say, go and pray for this person. They understand what it means. If I tell you, go and pray for somebody, have you seen the way I do? The way, if you know the way I would have acted, don't do less. You can do more, but don't do less. Eh? You see the way I will appear and back on that certain. Forget who you were before. Eh? Become who you know that I am. Let me. And you will have more results than I will have. The reason is that when you go higher, you consider a lot of things. But when you are small, you don't even consider anything. All your own is, if they say pray, you just be praying. The people that have the most results is the people that don't think much. As the Bible is, they are just doing it. And they don't care whether they fail or not. That's the beauty of a young believer trying to engage the supernatural. Because he is not so much afraid of failing. You know, if I come to a meeting now, the level I am now, and say something, it doesn't happen. Eh? You look somehow, but you come now and say, God told me that power will come on this person, and you go, and it didn't happen. They say, Thor, you are learning. Is it not true? But if I'm the one that did it, as I'm saying, Holy Ghost, help me. The people in the congregation that love me will be praying for me. And saying, oh God, help our pastor today. Say the truth, you have done it. Oh God, help our pastor today so that he will not be disgraced. But if he is God's love, he said, he is good. Let him learn. He is good. He's part of learning. Are you with me now? That's the challenge. So, because of that, there are certain things we would have done in a different way. But we'll be careful. Because some it's not just that we can't do it, but there are people that their faith will go down if we don't have that result. There are some people that their faith will skyrocket by seeing us having that result. But you, whether you have it or not, you don't care. And when you have it sufficiently, then your faith will skyrocket on that matter. So, they told this man to go and look. He said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Verse 44 said, and it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Like what? A little cloud.
I have found out that when God wants, is my own opinion, I think. When God wants to do, but I've studied scripture, you see, myself is a parallel revelation. When God wants to do something very mighty, He always gives a sign that is very small. If you are not careful, you miss it. I'm telling you. I use myself to know. If you meet people like me, if you are not very careful, you will miss us. Because me, as a human being, I make sure intentionally I clothe myself with simplicity in such a way that if you did not see in the spirit, you will despise me 100 times. Guess what? I am not even willing to prove any point to you. It was when I found out that simplicity is less costly. I'm telling you. We went to preach at Ogwachukwu prison. We went there. Me, Emenike, Blossom, and Ruth, we went there, and it was Emenike that they took his Bible as the minister, and me, I was following behind. I said, oh! The men of God, the people there, they came, and they were taking instructions from him. Me, I stayed one side. I did not bother myself. Because when you, if you are simple, they will not, I hope you know, there are people that will not meet you, they will not disturb you. Up to today, people are still surprised that, are you the one that is speaking in this message? No, you are not one. You are too small. You are too young. You are too, it is saving me trouble. Because when you appear as a big man of God, you have to defend it with everything, with your time, with your anointing, with your money, everything. Are you with me? But when you are sent to, it's less costly. It's only the people that God sent to you that will ever see you. All these sycophants and all this kind of nonsense that is everywhere, they will be very far away from you. Any small thing you'll be hearing, Papa, Daddy, my this one, they don't tell me that because I don't look like it. And even when people are trying to find out, you know, there are skills to find out. You won't find me. I'm not there. But when I notice you are trying, I will discourage you. I will find a way and discourage you. Where? There is a way to discourage people that God didn't send to you. They will go. Because I'm a trainer and I'm a builder. Do you know what it means? There are some people that need those. If you are just a stage, no, you are interested in building your image only, building yourself only, building your ministry. Then you can do that. Eh? What you need is a lot of followership. But I'm a trainer and I'm a builder. God gave me a master building grace. If you meet me at zero, in 4 months you become something. In 6 months you become something. We know how to put line upon line, precept upon precept, the right measure of prayer, fasting, instruction, obedience that it takes for you to enter into a new season in God, in your destiny, in ministry. It is something that is rare, believe me. The reason why many Christians are where they are is that they have not encountered master building grace. So the implication is that their Christian life is left to chance. People don't really know what and what works to bring somebody to where it takes to actualize destiny. Are you with me now? So they stay in church for 10 years. They are not amounting to much. When they say prayer, they pray, hoping that prayer will bring them there. Are you with me? They say word, they do word. They say fasting, they do fasting. No, actually, everybody does not need the same measure of fasting at the same time in their junction in life. So when I look at you, I know that you need a lot of fasting. I look at you, I know that what you need is not too many activities. What you need is obedience. Are you with me? So for you to do that, that means you have to pay attention to people. You need to sit down. You need to give them time. If I'm going to give you that time, I'll make sure that you are not a psychopath. I'll make sure that you are not a strange son and a strange child. Not somebody that God wastes his resources upon. After all my investment with you, you go and fall upon a damsel. God forbid. And waste all. I hope you know that it's not as if you won't go to heaven. But there is a sin you will enter. You will start struggling. All the things you have built in you for complete 1 year will be a waste. I hope you know. You start from square one. When you should now be teaching others, they are now teaching you again. God forbid. I will look at you well. If I know that you will run away like a tornado, I will shoot. I will call you man of God. Say man of God. Greet me. I salute grace. Whenever I start greeting you like this, I'm sending a message. You are joining. Because when you now reach some place, you find out you don't have what it takes. Jesus. Kahash. Bedos. You don't want to tell me that the time is over. Let me make my final point and I go. And it came to pass on the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot. Get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Say the hand of the Lord. Raise up your hand. Everybody, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. In the next 30 minutes. No, in the next 30 seconds. Sorry. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let this your hand not be your hand again. Let it be the hand of God. Tell Jesus to possess you in these 30 seconds. Hey! Sakahaya, come on! Ahab rode, but the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. There is such a thing as the hand of the Lord coming upon a man. When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, the people that has been running, you will overtake. You are not stopping them. Everybody should be running, no? But your own, you will overrun. The hand of the Lord. Shakamena kaveratas. Amre kapata bahata yatelas. Aiko baraha sadabakadia. Emre kopata balaha salabakama. When the hand of the Lord comes upon a man, he moves at supersonic speed. The hand of the Lord is like an anointing. Shabela tabahataya. Ambre kapataya. Shamenta kabretaya. In ministry, there is such a thing as the hand of the Lord. Somebody is starting and is receiving results that 50 years, people that have worked with God 50 years have not seen. I bring you a testimony, something I've seen in my life. In 1 year, we are able to accomplish what it takes 5 to 10 years to accomplish. We are able to do 10 years' work in 1 year. It is the hand of the Lord. It's an anointing that comes on a man. It is not a revelation, it's a reality. The hand of the Lord is not just a revelation, it's a reality. Now listen to me. Take that hand, put it upon your head. In this year, you will accomplish what you have not been able to do in the last 10 years. No, I'm not. It's not just a prophecy, it's a reality. I'm speaking to your spirit now. Listen to me. In this year, you will accomplish what you have not been able to do in the last 10 years. Amen. God will compress the result of 10 years and give it to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Amen. Receive speed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Bahasiya kabalahata. Shamena tos. There's an anointing here, my God. Holy Ghost. Sabata ikota sale. Ambro kapatahaya. Kamonadash. Ambre kopatahaya tos. Benete sabaka brante. Ambre kopata kabalatash. Janianta brako patakamrete beletosh. Janata liakamrete belete. Abrako pataha sale branta brata manadea. Ambre kopata kamre de beleto. Zabrana pataya kabrata. Receive speed in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. Shaba kola kabrante kabenia. Ambreko pa salabarata shidaba. Embreko panaha ikabala. Rapash. 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 Kadesh. Kobaha. Ambreko patamanante. Libroda bahata kamania. Ambreko patabarata salibanante. My God. My God, Salemonta, Ambreko Patahabalas, Sandebreto Balata, Abreko Panandelia, Cabrana Patabarata, Shine Bronda Pabacate, Ambreko Patabarata Manadea, Zalento Braca Patabalaha, Mantebroda Baselebante Lianto, Ambreko Patabarada Balata, Salebanta, Mantebola Kaita Brane Balata, Geleto Scabalaha. Mante breto bala kabina, nende breta baya tabakandesh, shabrata balataya kabrata. Come, let me pray for you. Zabrento bakata, ikamanata, rapato sabalata. Nemonda, receive. Ah, you are the one I'm looking for. Receive speed in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Bale kotash, baye kabatash, ma kabaya telaba. The hand of God is upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Nemola kambre da bahata kaira. Mama, Shaleboros. The hand of God came upon Elijah. Shaleboros. A transfer system gave him speed. What it takes 10 years to achieve, it takes speed to achieve it. I give you a prophetic push in the name of Jesus. Mount up, mount up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sometimes all you need is just, when we talk about transport systems, human beings are transport systems. Human beings can take you from one place to another. You don't have any business being there. In my own opinion, Apostle Aaron Mosai is a transport system for me. Just one relationship. You went from an anointed young man that had a very mighty future to the one that is leaving it. You need to know that there are many young men everywhere and they are suffering from the same thing. I prophesy over your life. The same push that that man gave me, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Listen to me. When I knelt down on that altar, he released upon me the same thing that is upon his life. Listen to me now. That same thing that is on him, that came on me, I speak over your life. I prophesy over your life. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. I give your business a prophetic push. I give your Christian life a prophetic push. I give your walk with God a prophetic push. Your relationship receives a prophetic push. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything is not by labor, my friends. Everything is not by labor. Everything is not by labor. Believe me, I work hard. I have prayed and fasted. I have done everything I know. But just one relationship, I was carried from potential to reality. I speak over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year, experience a push and a move of God that you never know is possible. People will come to you and know that you were not the one that they met before. Something strange has come upon your life. Your generation will recognize you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Hey. There is an anointing that is coming on people now. There is an anointing. Shabeleto, Abrakabanataria Babanata, Abrakabanatos, Brada Bahatabakabena, Abrakabanata.
Balatela, Braco Barata Shalela. Malanda Macabelataya.
Thank you, Lord. Your location is not your limitation. Your circumstance is not your limitation. Where you're coming from is not your limitation. Your present state of affairs is not your limitation. All you need is the supernatural help. All you need is the supernatural push. All you need is the supernatural hand of God. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. The people that know you at the beginning of this year, in the next 3 months, they will know you. In the next 6 months, your advancement in the things of the Spirit will be so tremendous that it will be beyond imagination, your own imagination.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus.